Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Viyam Industries Limited, hosted by Monarch Networth Capital Limited. Kindly note this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Muskan. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY26 conference call of Viyam Industries Limited. We will start the call with the initial comments about the results and the future outlook of the company, and then we'll open the floor for questions and answers. Now, I'll hand over the call to Mr. J.K. Jain, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. Over to you, Jain, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to the Q1 FY26 earnings call of Viyam Industries Limited. Joining me on today's call are Rahul Jain, Joint Managing Director; Rajesh Sharma, Joint Managing Director; Vineet Sahni, CEO and Director; Arvind Chauhan, Company Secretary; O.P. Gupta, CFO; and other members of the finance team. Our investor presentations and the results are now available on our website and the stock exchange. We trust you must have reviewed the same. Let me start with a brief overview of the Indian economy. India remains the fastest-growing major economy in the world, forecasted to grow at 6.4% in FY26. This strong performance is driven by the robust. However, the recent imposition of the steep U.S. tariff, now totaling up to 50% on Indian export, is creating near-term headwinds for some sectors. Viyam remains unaffected with this challenge. The long-term outlook remains optimistic and strong. India's strong economic fundamentals, low inflation, healthy government finances, and ongoing reforms will continue to boost the sentiment. Efforts to expand the export market and build new trade agreements, like the recent U.K. FTA, should keep the country on a steady growth path. Now, let me turn my attention to the domestic automotive industries. The Indian two-wheeler industries began FY26 on a soft note, with domestic production volumes of 5.9 million units, which is flat over last year. This is largely seasonal, and demand typically softens in the early months of this fiscal year. With the festive season kicking in, supported by a good monsoon, the industry is poised for a healthy rebound. Against this backdrop, Viyam has been able to post a very strong performance for Q1 FY26. Our sales have grown more than 13% to rupees 649 crores, and we were able to deliver a PAT of rupees 56 crores. This growth was fueled by the robust demand from our key OEM customers like TVS, Royal Enfield, and Yamaha, which has contributed to this significant growth. Let me now turn my attention to the four-wheeler segment, which continues to move forward. Our first AL.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been disconnected from the management line. Wait until we connect to the management.
We are also very pleased to share that we have received development orders for three additional products from Force Motors. Our engagement with the customer on new technology is progressing well. This successful entry into the four-wheeler space marks a significant leap forward in our journey to become a multi-segment global player. Building on this performance, Viyam remains well-positioned to capitalize on industry recovery through our technology investment and customer partnerships. One such investment is our state-of-the-art EMC EMI electronic validation laboratory, now under installation and set to be the first of its kind in the Indian automotive lighting industries. This facility will unite our mechanical, optical and electronic capabilities under one roof. As lighting becomes increasingly integrated with electronics and communication features, this lab will be a game changer, strengthening our technological edge and reinforcing FIAM's leadership in performance and quality. Looking ahead to FY26, I am confident in both the industry's growth potential and the FIAM's strong position to capitalize on it. With this, I hand over to Mr. O.P. Gupta and the finance team to update on operational performance.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon to everyone. I would like to present the Q1 number for FY26 compared to Q1 of FY25. During the quarter, the company has registered sales of ₹649.07 crore as compared to ₹573.61 crore over the same quarter last year, registering a growth of 13.16%. LED lighting share in total automotive lighting stands at 63.92%. The EBITDA in Q1 is ₹87.36 crore, translating into an EBITDA margin of 13.46% as compared to ₹78.77 crore over the same quarter last year with EBITDA margin of 13.73%. The PAT of the company has also increased to ₹56.05 crore as compared to ₹49.2 crore in Q1 of FY25, representing an increase of 13.92%. During the quarter, the company has made a capex of ₹16.53 crore. With this, I end the financial brief and now the floor is open for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shubham Sehgal from Simple. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, so we are with our non-LED portfolio around 170 to 1. Do you see this scale further going down or the market in terms of supply and positioning? Do you think that this number can sustain at these levels?
Can you please repeat this question? We lost you in between.
Yes. So,
Mr. Shubham, I'm sorry to interrupt. So your audio is not clear. We can't hear you properly. Hello, Mr. Shubham. Yes, now you are clear. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible?
Yes, sir.
My question was that our non-LED portfolio has been stable around 170 to 180 crores. So I just wanted to ask that do you see this scale further going down or should we sustain at these?
Is there any second part or on the LED, what we maintained is that we are currently at 64% as our total automotive sales, and this will continue to go up. And, you know, over the next couple of years, this number should increasingly go up because our pipeline is 100% LED. All the new models that we are doing is LED.
Okay, got it. My next question was, With our LED business scaling pretty strongly, as you mentioned, so how many do we plan to add over the next 2 years? And what percentage of regular CAPEX will be behind molds?
You may want to just repeat that question. Operator, if you could sort of help with the line, we are getting a lot of void in between. In between, we can't hear. So if you could repeat that question.
Yeah, I'll repeat it. Yes, definitely. So I was saying that our LED business has been scaling pretty strongly. So how many SMD lines do we have as of now, and how many do we plan to add over the next 2 years? And what percentage of regular CAPEX will be behind molds?
So we are looking to add another 10 SMT lines over the next couple of years.
For
that, we have 10 assembly line, SMT lines in our company, and we are planning for another 10 machines in next 1 year.
Okay, and what percentage of regular CAPEX will be behind molds?
See, the total CAPEX, if I was to highlight for the current year, is around 75 to 100 crore. This includes everything. There's a new facility that is being planned, new CAPEX on SMT lines and so on. So that's a composite figure.
Okay, got it. My next question was about our key customer, HSMI. So like some growth that we have achieved would be due to the better realizations, like from the shift to LED. But apart from this, if we see that growth with HSMI versus their production rate, it has been at par or even lower at times. So like, would you be able to provide any color on this?
So our growth is largely in line with how much growth HMSI is showing. HMSI is almost had a fat quarter this year. And, marginal 1 or 2 percentage point here and there is basically a result of a specific product mix. There are 1 or 2 models that will go up. They could be non-LED that could result in a lower realization and so on. So, but largely the customer wallet share with the customer is absolutely the same or better, and our production is in line with their own production.
But sir, on this, if we see that about our competitors, we have been winning major business from HMSI, and like you could say example eActiva, and they also have a further pipeline built. And we also have been, PM has been a major supplier to HMSI. So considering our growth versus our competitors' growth with HMSI, is there any share that we have lost?
No, we have not lost any share from HMSI. And wherever there are few products which are already in development as of now at our end, will be launched during next year. Few products which was together with our competitors is already being launched. That is the only difference.
Okay. But like, would you be able to say that in like volume terms, how has our performance been with HMSI? If we have not lost any share, like what would be the performance in volume terms?
It's a flat only. There is no change of volume, no change of share of business.
Okay, got it. Just one request from my side. If you could start providing the wallet share figures that we used to provide. So as investors, we get a better understanding on this.
See, the practical issue around wallet share is that you would appreciate there are thousands of models now, and every day there's a new model, there's a new variation. There could be one model with LED, one without LED. It's very difficult to compile it. We try and compile as best as we can to give you a direction in terms of our overall market share, what it is. But model wise, and the vagaries that you're talking about are all model wise. One model has gone and done slightly more or less. So directionally, we want to tell you that the business is intact.
Okay. Your business, it seems to scale up. So I don't know what is the.
Sir, your voice is not audible properly. Slight breaking.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
If we look at our Hero business, it does seem that so much. So I just wanted to know with regard to this, what's the challenge that we are facing here? Is it the challenge because of the new launches or any delay from the customer side that we not seeing the Hero business scale up that much?
Voice is breaking in between, but about Hero business, whatever business is being taken by us from Hero is as per their event plan is on track.
Yes, yeah, sir, but we haven't seen the scale up happening. So, like, are we facing challenges there?
No, there is no challenges from our side or no challenges from customer side also. But there are a few projects which are being launched as of now under Harley Davidson flagship are being going very slow pace, and it is being recent. So very soon we'll start the export also. You will see some of the pace in near months.
Okay. Hero, largely with new, you know, we've explained to you that with Hero, we have a lot of new orders that we are doing. And new orders, obviously, you know, new projects, they come in, they take time for volumes to ramp up. So that will happen.
Okay, got it. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Garvit Goyal from Envest Analytics Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Good evening, sir, and congrats for decent execution. My first question is on the tariff part itself. You mentioned tariff is not going to affect us. So can you put some color on that, like why we are thinking in that way? Because maybe our customers are into exports as well, right? So doesn't affect us going forward?
Yeah, so tariffs are only applicable to United States, and our business directly with United States is very marginal, not significant. And even where there is that business, our contract terms are FOB where we are not impacted. The tariffs or any other levies that may arise in future is to be borne completely by the customer. So we are not impacted.
So I'm not speaking about the direct impact. Actually, I'm trying to understand about the indirect second order effect. Maybe your customer may be exporting to US, right? So in that case, what kind of impact can EM have going ahead?
No, our direct or indirect order book is not intended to America at all. The American lighting systems that eventually end up in America is very insignificant, what I highlighted.
Okay. And secondly, on the four-wheeler part, I missed the opening remarks. Actually, sir was speaking about some updates. Can you repeat that? And secondly, did you mention anything on the fourth motor?
Yes, we did mention in the CMD speech, in Force Motor, we have got orders for three products which are now under development. That is the next entry we have made. So that was the information shared by CMD in his speech.
So what are those products and what is the size of business are we looking to do with Force Motors? So can you share the details?
No, at this moment, we will not be able to share the type of products. We will share it in due course of time and also the revenue.
Understood. So, is it the only customer that we onboarded in four-wheeler in this quarter or any other customer also?
You know, this is the only customer we onboarded in this quarter.
Got it. And lastly, on the rare earth metal side, are we seeing any challenges to our customers because of unavailability of rare earth metal?
So, rare earth, eventually there is some exposure on the EV side only. And EV, as you know right now, is fairly small component of the industry. So we are not seeing any major impact specifically around it right now.
Understood.
Two-wheeler, specifically around two-wheeler, because, you know, our positioning is right now more two-wheeler. So two-wheeler is not being impacted right now.
Understood. And as the chairman had mentioned in opening remarks as well regarding the good monsoon and along with the festive season we are entering into, do you see any kind of challenges in the terms of consumer sentiment because of the global headwinds currently going on?
that can affect the positivity coming out of these two drivers? Or do you think like demand is pretty decent only and we will be able to grow decently in the upcoming months?
Overall, what we see on the ground, the demand seems to be fairly robust. Festive season is coming on. Monsoon has been good. While you see all the headlines on tariffs and all, we've got upgraded recently by rating agency as India. So I think structurally we are fine. We are not seeing any challenges on the ground.
Thank you very much, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rachna from SCIL Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I have few questions. First question is, in our growth trajectory, there is some benefit due to the realization improvement due to shift to LED lighting. But just to understand better and clearer, what kind of growth has there been in terms of volume? Hello?
You'll have to repeat your question. I'm sorry, we're not able to hear it very well.
Okay. Oh, am I audible now? Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. I will be repeating once again. In our growth trajectory, there has been some benefit due to the realization improvement due to shift to LED lighting. But to understand better, what kind of growth has been in terms of volume?
So, LED, as what we always say, LED is 64% of our total sales right now. And that shift is prominent, that will keep growing. And as LED goes, the realization on LED is much more. But at a margin level, we are going to be at similar level, be it LED or non-LED products. So margins have not changed, but sales velocity definitely increases.
Okay, and if you can give color in terms of volume?
Volume growth, what we have said will be translated into our sales growth forecast, which we continue to guide for 15 to 20% sales growth forecast. Because the industry obviously is not growing at 15-20% in volume term. It is lower. And hence, that volume growth and value growth is both factored in sales. We don't give specific volume data.
Okay. My second question, our other segment has been flat. So if you could give any color, what are, the key reasons behind this?
What was the question? Other segments, did you say? Just repeat that.
Yes, our other segment has remained flat.
Okay, so I think your question is that this is other product than other than the lighting, right? The rear view mirrors and the plastic molded parts.
Yes.
So you are right. This around 10% is the rear view mirrors and the plastic parts, again, because the value and the realization increase in the automotive lighting is disproportionately high. So definitely there is a change in the percentage, but otherwise the supply and the percentage of the business is growing.
Okay. One more question. The other expenses, they have seen a very sharp jump. Are there any one-off or other expenses which are driving this, and what kind of run rate we can expect?
So I don't think there is any sharp jump or something like exceptional. There is some expenses in one quarter may not be in the other quarter. You have to see on a yearly annual basis what is the percentage. That is almost remain in line with the normal percentage.
So if you could further quantify, are these expenses related to sales or any future investments?
Yeah, these are majorly related to the development cost and the sales also, yes.
Okay. And just wanted to know, what is our cash balance as of date?
So as of end of quarter, the cash balance is 341 crore.
Okay. And any change in our CapEx plan? We had an ambition of incurring 200 crore CapEx over 2 years. So any change or is that plan going well?
No, the CapEx plan of 200 crore over the next 3 years, excluding anything that we do for four-wheeler, remains intact. That's the planned CapEx. Four-wheeler, as we have mentioned in the past, is yet to be finalized. That number could be on top of this, will be on top of.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll get back to you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kush Nahar from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So my question was more on the growth side. So since we are facing this geopolitical issue and the magnet issue that was happening, so considering obviously our order book, but this overall macro situation, could you guide us in terms of what kind of growth we are seeing for this particular year, that is FY26, and over broader term, over the next 3 to 5 years, what type of growth are we looking at?
See, organically, we've always maintained that we will grow at 15%-20%. That's the benchmark that we have set for ourselves. This does not take into account any positive upside that will come from a significant ramp-up in our four-wheeler business, and which is why we've not sort of given that number to you. Without that number, we will aspire to grow at 15%-20%. Even in this quarter, we have grown around that figure, but you know, this is a seasonal quarter, so you know, we will make up for that. So 15%-20% remains our sales growth rate.
Right, sir. And sir, I think last quarter we mentioned that we had around RFQs worth 700 crores for the four-wheeler side. So any update on that in terms of conversion to orders or any new RFQs that we received in the past quarter or the current quarter till date?
We continue to work on those RFQs, and they have moved to the next step. The technical studies are on alongside the customer. So we hope to convert a few of them in the coming quarters. We did work on Force Motor RFQ, which got converted into order for us, on which we are working for development.
So, sir, today, could you quantify what kind of RFQs are we looking at? Like, has it increased or how is it?
So the order, the RFQ value as of now remains the same because some have got converted into orders to us. Other value, we are working on them technically. At this moment, we cannot divulge the details on the products on which we are working.
Right, sir. And just one last question, if I can squeeze in. I think last con call, we spoke quite a bit on the technological side in terms of that we are focusing on electronics and that kind of technology. So any update in terms of any backward integration or a new category that we are thinking of in terms of product basket?
Yeah, interestingly, the RFQs that we are working on, few of them are on technology front, and that's why it is taking a bit of time. And we have also announced in the chairman's speech the setting up of EMC/EMI laboratory, which is the first of its kind in lighting, which is enhancing our strength in electronics. So in next quarter, we would be commissioning this facility, integration of electronics, optics, thermal, mechanical, all at one location. And that is basically to serve our customer in a much better and faster way and gain market share in the industry.
Right, sir. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krish Pashnawar Bhabra from Mira Asset Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the question. Krish Pashnawar here from Mira Asset Capital. Sir, my question is on the gross margin side. We have seen a really steady improvement in gross margin in the last 3-4 quarters. So just want to understand the, what kind of, you know, localization we are doing, how we are able to achieve it.
Are you talking about EBITDA margins? You know, EBITDA margins.
Gross.
So they've been largely stable, and you know, we've been able to manage
with any vagaries with the customers. We've kind of told you in the past as well that you know, any cost increase, decrease is all passed on to customers. So so the margins have been fairly stable and continue to be so.
Okay. Okay. And on the run rate of the four-wheeler vertical, it is around 18 to 20 CR in last quarter also, in this quarter also around 18 CR. I just wanted to know from which quarter we should expect an initial improvement in these numbers for the four-wheeler, right?
So
we remain largely same for the throughout the year.
In the previous investor meet also, I have maintained that at this moment we are focusing more on penetration with the customer, development of technology. So the revenue portion we will address by the end of this year for the next year budget.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubham Sehgal from Simple. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes,
I'm audible.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. In two-wheeler business, what scope do we further see to grow with our existing or new customers?
Yeah, we are working with all the customers to go into details with the electronic items, wherein which is already been included in CMD sir speech. So we are working to be majorly on electronics. One is of lighting with LED and further electronic components like controller and others. So that is the growth we are looking for into the electronic area.
Okay, and as you mentioned, like the other electronic components, so like have we like started working on this? Like, could you like just give more color on this?
Yeah, we have already generated few modules which are already being presented to our customer, and our dialogues with the customers are on. We are discussing with all the R&D's level, and very soon will be implemented to production line.
Okay, got it. My next question was, like, for lighting business, what has been the growth in our key customer volumes? So, like, all of the other products other than the lighting business, what growth has there been with our key customers in terms of volume?
We give value data, not volume. And, you know, the key growth for the current quarter has been driven by TVS, Yamaha, and Royal Enfield.
No, so I mean, ex of our lighting business, how are we seeing the growth for our key customers?
Except for lighting business, for other products, okay, for other products, we see stability. Our main focus from FIAM Industries remains on lighting. Lighting is undergoing technology changes and we are focusing on lighting. So there we see a stability in other products, and lighting, we want to grow. That is our core business.
Okay, got it. Just last question. So if we see in the last 5 years, I wanted to ask, has our LED realization remained stable or has it fallen? Because if we see our revenue run rate of quarterly, it was 180 crores around calendar year 23 and now it's around 300. So have we seen our volume growth better than this overall sales growth number?
See, this is there is no yes or no answer to this. This is a mix issue. So, for example, if you were to sell a significant part of an export model, say to Yamaha at very high realization, that will be very different from another LED being sold here. So, to give a generic answer, no. I think what we have seen over the last 5 years is that definitely
products are getting slightly more premiumized, and hence generally realizations are going to increase because the product complexity, the product demand from the customer is of a better product. So that trend is happening, but then it really depends on which model is doing well in the market and which one is producing large volumes.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devish Kyle from Monarch. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just want to understand, in Yamaha, sequentially over Q4 FY25, it seems our content per vehicle has gone up. Is it just the export, higher export mix, product mix in the overall pie, or we have added some one or two models in this quarter?
Yeah, during last quarter CMD service speech, I think it is being announced there are two models which is being launched for the global are doing well. Domestic model also doing good, these are the few models which are doing good, and volumes are increasing, and that is also giving positive notes for us also.
Okay, so it's primarily higher mix of export models.
Both domestic and export, both models.
Understood. And similar on the TVS side, though not to the similar extent like Yamaha, but there also it seems like content per vehicle has gone up. So any color on that?
Yeah, there are few models in TVS. If you see recent launch of Jupiter, wherein they have added the front lighting and rear lighting additionally, are giving us a very good volume, which is almost double the first quarter of last year. So this is one, and Apache is also doing good, wherein three-wheeler is also being doubled if we see from first quarter last year to this year. So these are the few things which is being almost redoubled. The overall volume.
Understood. And sir, on the Hero side, so besides 250R, do we also supply to 125R, or is just 250R for now?
This is 250, and 125 will also be launched very soon.
Okay, 125.
Product will be added into 125. Very soon, wherein 250 is already being started adding.
Okay, understood. Okay, yeah, that's it from here. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anupama from Ratnatraya Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, this is Pawan. I just wanted to understand in four-wheelers, are we going to limit ourselves to passenger vehicles, or are we also looking at the commercial kind of space? Because we seem to have added an RFQ from a slightly larger kind of vehicle class. And secondly, what should be our expectations on the margin trajectory going forward since we are... do we expect the margins to improve from here?
Okay, so from our side, as SVM Industries, our focus remains on passenger vehicles, commercial vehicles, and all four-wheelers. The complete market is important to us. So we are not limiting us to any particular segment. Second question, we see quite a bullish trend in four-wheeler. And also in the off-road segment. So we remain focused on all segments of four-wheeler, and we see a very positive growth in future.
Okay. And one more question from my end. On the four-wheeler side, beyond what volumes would we require a separate plant for that dedicated to the four-wheelers? And by when do we expect to do a capex on that?
So normally a plant is viable at a revenue of around 200 crores. And because the initial investment in lighting is high, it is a capital intensive product. So normal viability is around a revenue of 200 crores. And it also depends on the product mix. Like certain products, we are able to service from our existing capacity and facility. So it does not make sense to invest again. So we are constantly reviewing the need and we will take the appropriate decision based on the order book.
So we are saying, sir, below 200 crores kind of revenue, we can serve from the existing plant itself. Is that right?
No, I didn't say that. Your question was, when do we need a new plant? So
right.
For an independent plant, it is a 200 crores. But we have to make certain investment in our existing facility to serve the growth from 0 to 200.
Got it. And on the technology side, are we developing new products or are these traditional products for four-wheelers that it is taking time for us to actually get into, get through with the RFQs? How is it? I just wanted to have an understanding on that.
So as explained in the previous calls, we are working on three pillar strategy in four-wheelers. And one of the pillars is new technology, which is more robust and long. It takes time because you are positioning yourself as a new technology player. And it is making a good progress as far as we are concerned. The second is for the current models, that is the second pillar, we have to develop products. So we enter as a small lamp player, and here we got success. We explained last time we got three products for Mahindra Bolero, which is their flagship model. And the first pillar is also on the standard product that we have that can be applied to any other model. So these three pillars we are tracking. Each have their lead time, which are different. But normally in four-wheelers, it takes easily up to 2 years to develop a product and take it to start of production.
Okay. And for us, of that two years, I am assuming around 6 to 8 months has already passed, correct?
Yeah. So the technical reviews of the products and the RFQs are in progress, and we will keep you updated as we, end the next quarters.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Vijay Pandya from Nuvama. Will please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for taking my question. I have a couple of questions. First on the Yamaha sales. So Yamaha sales has declined in the first quarter, and generally the feedback at the global level from Yamaha was that the sales will be weaker in calendar year 25. Are you expecting any decline? And if also you can quantify what is our exposure to Yamaha export market and Yamaha domestic market, that will be helpful.
So our Yamaha sale in Q1 as compared to Q1 of last year is almost up 20%. So for us, there is an industry decline in domestic that you are talking about, but we have not seen that. We are in fact ramping up sales from Yamaha, and they are both for some of the domestic models as well as a large portion to export orders.
Okay. No, my understanding was that they have suggested that export market for them will be weak for Yamaha. So are you seeing any changes in scheduling or any production disruption coming or any order cancellation?
No. As I said, this quarter has been very good for us, for Yamaha, and we continue to see good traction.
Okay. Secondly, sir, if you can just confirm about the orders from Mahindra that we got, Mahindra and Mercedes, which we got, you spoke about in the last quarter. So when is the commercial production that we can expect? Is it like this year, next year? You can just give me a timeline, and what is the order book of peak revenue? How should we look into it? That will be pretty helpful.
So, as shared earlier, we have commenced our commercial production for Mahindra in this quarter, the quarter that has just gone. And our first product, which is LED license plate lamp, that is already getting applied to almost all models of Mahindra, step-by-step basis. And happy to announce that we have had zero concerns on quality or delivery and have got appreciation from our customer. For other products that we have, Bolero, that will follow the launch plan of Mahindra, which we are not able to disclose now because this remains confidential. But we are, the development of the products are happening. Regarding your query on revenue, as explained to earlier, at this moment we are focusing on entry into the four-wheeler market, and for the next year budget, we would like to convert this into revenue and share with our investors.
Okay. And lastly, sir, I just wanted to check in terms of the realization. So, the LED as a percentage of sales is definitely increasing. So, just wanted to check how much is this contributing to the revenue growth. So, we are guiding for 15% to 20% revenue growth. If you can help us understand what will be from coming from the LED mix, that will be pretty helpful.
So our 15% to 20% takes into account the fact that LED will continue to go up. So from a proportion of what we have right now, which is 64%, we believe that this number should gradually move up 75-80 over the next couple of years. And that will drive this revenue growth, because at the industry level, we are taking the industry benchmark of 6% to 8% growth, which is what the industry is projecting.
Okay. And so lastly, just wanted to check if you are seeing any impact from the any supply chain issues in terms of importing of the raw glasses, because we use the glasses for our LED lights. So are we seeing any impact in terms of RE and raw material impact or anything that may hamper our production or hamper our supply chain?
No, we are not seeing any such impact.
Is the raw material magnet used in glasses? I'm not sure. No. But we have all the news.
We are not using glasses in our lamps. It is all being polycarbonate and PMMA material is being used, not the glass.
This is outdated already.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Saurabh from Multi-Act. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So, a couple of questions on Hero. You mentioned that you would be entering into the 125cc segment. So, is it the existing refresh model or the upcoming new launches that Hero would be doing, which you have won?
This will be a new model launch, which will be soon, might be in couple of months, it will be launched.
Upcoming
models.
Okay, so basically the development phase has been done and soon it will be in the commercial production phase.
Right, very cool.
And will this be like LED lighting or a mix of both halogen and LED?
No, this is all LED lighting.
Okay. And other question I had was on other operating income, which used to be around 4-5 crores a quarter, and it has jumped to around 9 crores. So what is that with respect to?
Yeah, you're right. It has marked the increase. The 4-5 crore is the regular income, which you are aware, which is, you know, testing fees, scrap sales and so on, which is regular. This quarter includes a 4 crore odd design fee for a project that we specifically ran. So that's a separate one-off. And if you see, even when we report our EBITDA margins, this is excluding that number. Including this, our margins would have been high.
Okay, so this is like a reimbursement of design expense that we would have incurred in the quarter or in previous quarters, right?
It's a culmination of a few things for a couple of clients for the year, which has been sort of now passed on. That's it.
Okay, sure. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Satyajit Singh from Value Research. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Hi. I just had a simple query. So across the board, domestic sales of many OEMs have been declining or shown a muted growth. And you have consistently grown your sales by about more than 14%, 13%. What kind of industry demand are you seeing in the market?
So, if you look at the industry reports and the trends that are published, I think generally the two-wheeler demand seems to be robust for the year, and you know, as per projection, the range is anywhere from 6 to 10% of volume growth is what is being projected by the industry.
All right, but just wanted to know, is there any demand shortage coming forward since there's been a trend for last couple of quarters that domestic sales have not been performing well. Is the export side performing well for you? How is the demand coming up for you from the direct OEMs?
No, I think you're mixing up a couple of industries. Two-wheeler industry has done well last year, and two-wheeler industry, we believe, will regain new high numbers this year. So, so overall, if you see even the constituents, there could be quarter here and there, but if you see annual growth, we are on a good growth path.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, as that was the last question for the day, I would now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, just want to thank the complete management of EM Industries for patiently and very elaborately answering all the questions. Also, would want to thank all the participants for joining the call. Jain sir, would you like to give any closing comments?
Yeah. I would like to thank everyone for participation in the today's conference call. I hope that we have adequately addressed all your queries. If you have any further question, please don't hesitate to contact us. Thank you and have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.